What's up, everybody? My name's Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So tonight, I was watching an episode of a somewhat older show that I really enjoy. That show is called Psych. It was a fairly popular, I think like 4, 5, 6 season show on the USA Network. It follows the character Sean Spencer. Sean is a psychic who works for the police. He solves all sorts of crimes with his best friend Burton Guster at his side. It's a good show. It has moments there, maybe not the most appropriate, admittedly. It is very entertaining and very interesting. See, spoilers. We've done that a lot lately. Spoilers for the show. Sean's not actually psychic. Sean is hyper-observant, incredibly intelligent, detail-oriented. He notices things no one else does. He figures out things others just don't seem to see. I think a lot of times, he's just really good at reading people. I think a lot of times, we need to try harder to be better at reading people. There are those around us that you say, "Hey, you know, how's it going?" "Oh, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm fine. Let's be honest, that's rarely the real answer. Not rarely. It's often not the real answer. Oftentimes, the real answer is probably one you don't want to hear. It's not good. Not just because of the last year plus of how the world's been. Sometimes life's just not good for people. It's hard. Things aren't going well. They aren't going the way they expected. There are problems. In any number of cases, it can be big or it can be small. We need to work harder at not only noticing those moments, seeing when someone really just needs someone to talk to, or someone to encourage them or lift them up, or just be there for them, to try and help them. In 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, I'm just going to go one verse a little out of context, admittedly. Verse 11, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." The Bible, and it's maybe not exactly in that moment, God expects us to be there for people. He wants us to be the ones that are there for people for Him, to be His way of interacting with them, to comfort them, to care for them, to support them. And He's going, more often than not, to give us opportunities to do so, because there's always someone. There's always someone who needs you, even if it's just to listen, to be there, to support them, or maybe to actually help them with something. Look for those opportunities. Don't pass those up. If you see them, and it may complicate things, it may make things not as easy as they always are, but if someone really needs you, that's all that matters. So I encourage you guys, be there for someone, and if you need someone to be there for you, come hang out with us on the Facebook group. Reach out to me. We've got you. I've got you. You know where to find me. Come join the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. There are good people there who will listen, and we'll try and help. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast, and come join us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. For the Daily Nerd Devo, until next time, I'm Ryan, and God made you special, and He loves you very much.